KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201 DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
2 years ago, Ben Queller experienced every parent's worst nightmare when he lost his teenage son, Dorian, in a tragic accident. It would have been easy to understand if Ben had wanted to stop making music after that or take some time off, but that's not what he did.
Instead of hiding and like throwing in the towel and going away, which I could have easily done, I was like, no, I'm gonna just like do music more full on than I've done it ever.
The result is his latest album, Cover the Mirrors. And coming up, Ben will talk about how the album came together and what it means to him.
It's me thinking about my son, who I lost, and how much I love him and miss him. But it's also this my journey through music and like reconnecting with that spark that I had when I was his age.
Ben Queller performs and talks about the passion for music he and his son shared today. I'm Rena Duris. This is World Cafe. It's a really, really special session with Ben Queller. And I know it sounds heavy, but Ben has this positivity that's kind of incredible. I hope you'll stick around for that. It's coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, Tame Impala, Patience.
Thank you.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Ben Queller started playing music when he was a little kid, when his dad taught him to play the drums. Almost immediately, he started writing his own songs, and by his mid-teens, he was showing up on late-night TV playing with his band, Radish. And when Ben became a dad himself, he passed that love of music along to his kids, including his son, Dorian, who was a budding musician on the cusp of success when he was killed in a tragic car accident in 2023 at just 16 years old. The release date for Ben Queller's new album, Cover the Mirrors, May 30th, would have been Dorian's 19th birthday. Today, Ben joins me to talk about the years that followed Dorian's passing, how music helped him find a way through the grief, and how Dorian's memory helped him find his way through the music on Cover the Mirrors. Coming up, you'll hear him perform songs from that new album, but first, he reaches back to 2002 to perform a song from his debut solo album, Sha Sha. This is Ben Queller with Commerce, Texas, live for the World Cafe.
I got a bad flavor. I got dirty clothes. I got a strange neighbor who doesn't have curtains on her window.
performing a song from his 2002 debut, Sha Sha. That was Ben Queller with Commerce, Texas. I'm Rena Durres. Ben Queller has a new album called Cover the Mirrors, and he is my guest today. Ben, welcome to the World Cafe.
So nice to meet you, Rena.
It's so nice to meet you. It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you.
You have this new album out. That is an older track, though, that we just heard.
Yes.
Why did you want to perform Commerce, Texas today?
The album Sha Sha turned 20 recently, and I wanted to just kind of pay a little tribute to it, you know, and Commerce is a song that I always enjoy playing. It's kind of been a staple in my live show just ever since 2002, and so I just thought it'd be fun.
You've talked about your new album, Cover the Mirrors, being a full circle moment. How does where you are now connect with, you know, where you were then?
It's a lot has happened since then. Specifically with this album, it's a very heavy album for me because 2 years ago I lost my 16-year-old son Dorian in a car crash, and that just flipped my whole world upside down. And at the time before he passed away, I was starting to think about, okay, my next album and what that's going to be like, and I was already sort of coming up with some ideas and melodies and lyrics, and a few song structures were already put together. And then when Dorian died, it just sort of flipped everything. And I got really, well, right when he died, I didn't even listen to music for a few weeks. I just couldn't.
Yeah.
But then about a month later, I picked up the guitar. Music's always been there for me ever since I was a kid, songwriting in particularly. And I just started putting together what is now Cover the Mirrors. And it's a full circle moment in a lot of ways because it's me thinking about my son who I lost and how much I love him and miss him. But it's also this, my journey through music and like reconnecting with that spark that I had when I was his age.
Yeah.
He was also an artist, a great artist, and he went under the name Zev. So everybody out there, look up Zev, Z-E-V, it's really cool music. And so he reminded me a lot of me. And when he died, instead of hiding and like throwing in the towel and going away, which I could have easily done, I was like, no, I'm gonna just like do music more full on than I've done it ever before. And so that's kind of the, I think maybe when I said it was a full circle moment, it's really just like me coming back to my roots of like just that joy that music gives us, because I've needed that more than ever before.
We'll hear more music from your new album, but before we do that, I do want to talk about Dorian a little bit, because you made music together. You would work on music together sometimes.
Yeah, we did.
What was it like for you as a musician, who started really young, and I know you would play music with your dad.
Exactly.
What was that like?
It was a dream.
Yeah.
You know, some of my best memories as a child are with my father in the living room. When I was 7 years old, he got his drum set out of the attic and set it up in the living room. I was like, Ben, I'm going to teach you how to play drums so I can play guitar with somebody. And so he would play his red Telecaster, and I'd play on his blue drum set. And every day when he got home from work, we'd play Beatles and Hendrix and just really cool music from his generation. And those are some of the best memories. And so then when I had Dorian, I really looked forward to that. And he started drums at 2 years old. He had it much more accelerated. I mean, I started early at 7, but he started at 2 and then quickly started tinkering around on the piano and got a guitar. And it was really those last, like I would say from his, like when he was 13 to 16, those last 3 years were really special because he was really starting to write music at that point and finding his voice. He really found his singing voice. That's when our relationship, it just like something turned where we were just peers in the room making music together.
Yeah.
It was really magical.
And his career was starting to kind of take off.
I know. It was like things were happening for him.
I was wondering, I would love it if we could play some of a Zev song.
I would love that.
Is there one that you would like us to play?
Yeah, actually, one of my favorites is called How I Am. And so I would love it if you guys played How I Am by Zev. It's
all
a
right.
good one.
This is Zev, How I Am on World Cafe.
She keeps trying to knock down my door. She broke my heart for a reason. Now she's coming back for more.
Zev, How I Am on World Cafe. Zev is the musical project of my guest's son, Ben Queller. Ben has a new album called Cover the Mirrors. Your son, Dorian, passed away in 2023 at 16. In those days after he passed, before you could pick up a guitar again, mm-hmm. before you could listen to music, what gave you comfort?
Well, family and our community. I gotta say, like, we live in a small town, so we were in Austin for many years, right in the city, and in 2018 we moved 45 minutes west into the hill country, into a little town called Dripping Springs, Texas. And everyone in that community, we got to know them over the, you know, past few years, and most of them knew Dorian, and the community really lifted us up. I mean, it was really special. A day or two after he died, someone put us in contact with another family in Dripping Springs, who husband and wife who lost their teenage boy. And talking to them was like really the best comfort, because it was like someone who really had gone through it. Because yeah. you're, I mean, really, like the first thing we ask is like, will we ever be the same again? Will we ever be okay? Will we ever be happy again?
Yeah,
you know. And when you lose someone that close, especially like a child, your sadness goes way down, but your happy times are even happier. And there's just like this new layer of understanding and empathy
yeah.
in the world. And so like the happy times are happier because you just don't want to take them for granted.
Yeah.
You know how fragile life is. And so like 2 years now on, like Liz and I, my wife Liz, and Judah, Dorian's brother, we're just like in this, it sounds so strange to say, probably for people, you know, who haven't lost a child or a parent or a sibling, but like we're in this gratitude phase of like just being, just having gratitude for the things we do have and not focusing on the things we've lost. So
we're going to hear another song. I know most of the songs on Cover the Mirrors, I believe, were written, most of them were written after Dorian passed away. But you'd actually started writing the song Optimistic before that.
True, yeah.
How did this song change over time?
Yeah, it, you know, that's kind of an example of one that sort of foreshadowed things in a weird way. Because that song popped out of me, a lot of the core ideas and the lyrics happened before Dorian died. And it's just like there's some really strange lyrics in there that are so descriptive, like brains go pow and like all these things where I'm like, whoa. Now looking back, I'm like, how did that, like, why did I write that stuff? But I mean, it's just a real angsty song. I'm a very optimistic person. And but the day that I started writing that song, I guess I just wasn't feeling that optimistic. And I just straight on the nose said, I'm not optimistic now. And then, of course, when Dorian died, I'm like, oh, my goodness, like, yeah, extra dark. Now we're going really dark. So, yeah, that's...
It's spelled O-P-T-I, like Opti, then Mystic, M-Y-S-T-I-C.
Yes, mystical.
Is there, could you talk about, like, the meaning behind that portmanteau?
Well, because I'm just, like, I'm a very spiritual person, and Dorian was very mystical, and... yeah, so it's just, play on that.
Yeah.
I like the things we can't see, you know, and I'm interested in all of that. And so, yeah, that's that.
Ben Queller performing Optimistic live for the World Cafe.
I need to get a grip on what's happening around me. I need to take a dip in the
myself away with you in any bedroom. It's easy breezy, can't you please me with the hair groom? Straight to happiness, wanna die, dead kiss, get high, stay high, close your heart in the heart of a junkyard.
Performing a song from his new album, Cover the Mirrors, on World Cafe. That was Ben Queller with Optimistic. I'm Raina Duras. Ben Queller is with me today. Before you started touring this album, I think you said that you were really excited to get out and play that song specifically live.
Yeah.
What is it about that song that's so much fun to play?
Oh, it's so fun. It's just, and that really is one that just harkens back to my youth and just like the carefree feeling that you get when you're making music as a teenager, because like you just have no responsibilities. There's nothing else in the world that matters. I mean, you're supposed to be doing your homework, but whatever. So it's like all about music.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I feel when I play that song. And it had been a while since I made something like that, that carefree.
I mean, speaking of playing live, I mean, you went out on tour opening for Ed Sheeran just a few months after Dorian passed away.
Yeah.
And I wonder, some people listening might think, how could you have like gone up there on stage every night and done the show? What did you get out of that? How did that help you to perform for all those people?
Well, so Ed and I go back a while, about 10 years, and he's become a close friend of the family. He knew Dorian. He's been to our house in Dripping Springs, and so we're close, and he called me up after he heard the news, and we talked for a long time, and he just threw it out there. He's like, you know, I don't know if you even want to do this, but I'm just going to throw it out there because maybe it would be good for you to do this. I'm doing these theater shows on Friday nights in the U.S. If you want to open them, they're yours. And I just started crying. I was like, man, like, of course, like, I would love to do that. You know, at first I was kind of like, oh God, do like playing a show. But I was so excited to do it. And he had just lost a friend of his, Jamal, back in London. And so he was grieving too. And so that was a really fun tour. Fun, I don't know if that's the word, but it was an important tour for us. Because we were both really going through something, you know, and we were able to get up on stage and sort of, you know, heal through that music. For me, opening for him, it had an extra interesting layer, because when you open for someone like Ed Sheeran, you know, like 99% of the people in that crowd are Ed Sheeran fans.
Sure.
And I actually really liked that, because it was almost like I was anonymous. And I went back, you know, I really love opening for other artists, because it's like all about just trying to win over the crowd. It was really good for me, because like I didn't even have to mention Dorian, or like, my son just died. Hi, I'm Ben Quell. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to like be a bummer. So it was kind of like, for me and Ed, it was our secret, you know?
Yeah, there like, was no baggage. You were kind of like just free to.
Exactly. Play. Yeah, just playing music, you know? And like Dorian knew. And like, I'd talk to him. I'd look up while I was in the middle of the shows and talk to him, and, you know, and Ed would be side stage. So it was kind of like our little secret. It was a really cool way to reintegrate with music from a performance standpoint. Maybe that's why I'm so gung-ho about touring again now. Like, I think that Ed tour really helped get me in the right mindset.
Yeah. My guest today is Ben Queller. His new album is called Cover the Mirrors. There is a song on this album I would like to play a bit of, and it's one that Dorian wrote.
Yes.
Called Trapped. Could you tell us about the first time you overheard him playing this in his bedroom through the door?
Yes. He was just sitting on his bed, and I heard him singing the first line. Broken bones, broken lies, I've fallen into your loving eyes. Like, he had this really cool swoop in, you know, his voice. And I walked in and I was like, dude, what is that? That's so good. He's like, I know. It's just coming out of me. I'm like, I know how you feel. And we sat down, because he was like, where should I go, like, for the chorus? And we kind of messed around with different chord structures, and but it just never got finished. But we both knew, we were like, that's a really good song, you know? And then he died, and I couldn't stop thinking about it. And I was like, oh, it's never, like, because we're eventually going to release the rest of his work that he did while he was here for, like, a full-length album by Zev. But I was like, that song will never be able to be a Zev recording, because, right, you know, we have some like voice memos of him like doing some parts and us jamming it together, but there's nothing really usable for a Zev album. And so I just thought, man, I'm just gonna try to finish it the best I can, and we'll put it on Cover the Mirrors.
Well, let's listen to Trapped. This is Trapped, Ben Queller, World Cafe.
Broken bones, broken lies, I've fallen into your loving eyes. Fool me once, fool me twice, but I can't let you go. You play my heart like it's a game. We share a laugh, but it's not the same. You hate the clouds, but love the rain. Me rethink every choice, so I don't make a noise. 'Cause you trap me every time. Now I'm gone, yeah, I'm free, but I wish you were with me. That's just how it has to be. 'Cause you trap me.
That is some of the song Trapped from Ben Queller's new album, Cover the Mirrors. It's a song that was written by his late son, Dorian. When I was getting ready for this interview, I was thinking a lot about an interview I did last year with Nick Cave,
oh,
who also lost his teenage,
yes,
son in a tragic accident. And that grief, he said, made him, and I'm quoting, a more fully realized human being.
Yes.
Is that something that resonates with you?
100%. And I think that's sort of what I was talking about earlier, just sort of about like our happiness and our sadness. And like this, just like your spectrum grows in a really weird way. And yeah, another friend of mine puts it in this way, which also sounds very strange, but if you understand, you understand. He's like, I'm really sorry to tell you this, but like, because he lost his 4-year-old son. And he was like, you now have a superpower. You didn't want it, but you have it. And it's just like this deep understanding of humanity.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. And I, but I kind of see what he's saying, you know, like there's something to it. It's just so devastating that it just shifts everything that you see. So yeah, I agree with what Nick says.
And do you think that that has changed you creatively? It's changed you on a personal level, but
yep.
As a songwriter?
It's definitely changed me, well, creatively, maybe, but definitely, I would say just like, it's given me a huge drive to actually not just keep the music inside of me, but to like get it out there and to really bring the music to people. And so like, I want to work harder. I want to tour more. I want to just go for it, because now like I'm feeling my own mortality. Like I don't know how long I'll be here, and I would hate to just die suddenly with so many songs in me. Like I really feel I have so much music left in me that I have to get out there. So there's that.
We have one more song that we're going to hear you perform. Yeah. And it's also from the new album, co-written with an artist named Modern Love Child.
Yes.
Who I know also collaborated with Zev.
Yes.
Where are you in your story in Dollar Store? Where was your head at when you were writing the words?
Well, we didn't sit down with like a narrative in mind. We actually let that guitar riff sort of inform what we were going to talk about. And for me, it just had this feeling of Sunday afternoon and like the blinds are still down, but there's like some sunlight coming in, just kind of this depressing vibe of like small town, but like it's also comforting in a strange way. I don't know, kind of like a David Lynch film or Twin Peaksy vibe. Yeah, the lyrics just sort of started to happen. So it's a little more like of a geographical feeling song.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like about Dorian or grieving, but it's definitely about just like sort of questioning existence and talking about, you know, we're living in a simulation. What even is all of this? You know, the question every person's been asking since the dawn of time, you know, what are we? Why? How did this happen? And so it's definitely more of a macro picture of the cover the mirrors story. But it fits.
Let's hear it. This is Ben Queller performing Dollar Store live for the World Cafe.
Thank you. when it quits. As good as it gets. Whisper every dream with her. Carry it away. We'll be okay. This town makes your mind melt down. I'm looking at the sky, it's raining. Cross-legged on the bedroom floor. She's sipping on a drink, complaining, begging on me for more, more. We're living in a simulation. I'll meet you at the dollar store. She's looking at the expiration. All that you want and more, 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 more.
Recorded live for the World Cafe, Ben Queller, Dollar Store. That's from his new album, Cover the Mirrors. It is out now. Ben Queller's been my guest today. It's been really great having you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. So much fun.
I'm Raina Duras. Back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before that break here on World Cafe, I hope you caught my conversation with Ben Queller. Maybe you missed some, or maybe you know someone who might like to hear that session. You can find it on our podcast. Search World Cafe on your favorite podcast app. You can also watch that interview and performance at worldcafe.org and on the World Cafe YouTube. That's youtube.com/worldcafe. Here's Amy Mann. Put me on top.
The pearly gates, or keep a poor man alive in a job he hates. I've heard that good things will come to he who waits. I should be riding on the float in the hit parade instead of standing the curb behind the barricade. Another verse in the doormat serenade. It's out of reach. Won't you put me on? put some hope in the bottom of the box.
Guess I got what I deserve. Kept you
Tunde Adebingpe from TV on the Radio, and you're listening to World Cafe.
love makes a fool of you, you can't seem to understand. A heart doesn't play by rules, and love has its own demands. But I'll be there to take care of you if ever you should decide that you don't want to waste your life in the middle of a lovesick lullaby. But anytime I do, my love, the words will break me from this rule. Anytime will do, my love. Anytime will do, the choicest words will take me back to you.
From TV on the Radio. A new cover of a Neil Young song that has already been famously covered before, next on World Cafe. Hey, I'm Rena. It's World Cafe. How messy is your car? Maybe it's not that bad, but you've got that friend whose car is always a disaster. Well, look, you never know what treasures you might find in there under those empty fast food bags. Back in the 70s, singer Nicolette Larson said she found a tape on the floor of Neil Young's car. She put it in the tape deck, and it was this.
It's gonna take a lot of love.
Story goes that Nicolette said she liked the song, and Neil was like, take it. So she recorded her own version, and it became a Billboard hit. Lot of Love has been covered lots of times since by everyone from Dinosaur Jr. to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and now, most recently, by Courtney Barnett. Here's her take on Neil Young's Lot of Love.
La, la, la. A lot of love, oh, we won't get too far. So if you look in my direction and we don't see eye
Thank you. listening to 8:30 a.m. KSTP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Break down and let it all out. Break down and let it all out. But now my eyes can see it's all over for you and me, and holding back ain't gonna do no good. So I'm gonna break down and let it all out. Break down and let it all out. I've hidden my heart too many times before. When you used to love me, and oh, how sweet it was. But it's not enough just to remember, 'cause what good is the past? Once upon a time